this division that I started, that I've been fighting in and fighting for my whole career. Come back down. Let's go.
There he is, Jiu-Jitsu, Joseph Benavidez.
I dance really hard. I feel like I could do 5 more rounds. Hell yeah. Who is the real queen? Bow down, I'm the real queen. Let's fight for the belt.
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, your winner, your Jacek. Can I start off? Hello, everybody. Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Can I start off with already the disrespect to my co-host from everybody here but me? I'm looking at you, Antonio, and anybody involved with putting that intro together. I mean, last week I had the great Uriah Hall. Oh, God, did we have laughs? Did we? I'm thinking about it, and I'm just thinking all the fun we had. And in the intro, they mention him in the intro. They have him giving some, they hit him talking. Granted, he's a UFC contender. He's a fighter. I understand. But how about when you hear, this is for the people listening, not obviously the people watching it. Actually, just keep the camera on me if this is on UFC Fight Pass, where people can actually watch this live. Not live, but they can, don't say a word yet. I'm keeping like a mystery guest, okay? Mystery co-host, I should say. Don't say a effing word, okay? Too early to curse. Don't say it. I want to see how long you can keep your mouth shut. Don't. All right, yeah, press it. Go ahead, press it. Okay. It's Ray Longo. Yes! Go ahead, Ray!
Can we play the clip? Can we play the clip where you say, I'm never going to be back again? Can we play that? Because I'm back.
You look happy. Wow.
I know.
You know, it's funny.
That's
like
about it. I'm done.
You know, you just,
I woke
did that
up for
coffee
a second.
Just hit you?
Yeah.
Because I was worried a second ago.
Well, yeah.
Because you were playing possum. Like, this is you picking up your cup. This is you picking up your cup. Look. I counted the 3 Mississippi before that motherfucker hit your lips. By the way.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. For the trees, the sky, and then that's from that's The Rock. Who knew The Rock could sing? Did you ever see not Jumanji? I saw that yesterday. Did you ever see what the fuck was he singing? Maui? He was Maui. The Rock could sing. Moana. Longo. Did you ever see what? Oh, the fuck? Why are you interrupting? We're talking. The fuck? Can we get the show started? What time do we have? All right, listen. What time is... my nails are painted. This is what I was going to say. Well, you know what? I'll tell Jim. Let's get Jim on.
Yeah, get Jim. Tell Jim about your nails. Because I really...
Because he'll relate. Is that what you're saying?
Because I don't care.
Don't it? They say words don't hurt. I disagree. Even...
Oh, there he is.
A UFC champion.
Howdy.
An Ultimate Fighter winner. Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy Bird. Oh,
hi, guys.
Jimmy, happy holidays. I miss
happy
you, man.
Happy holidays to you. Matt, I've thought of you the whole time I was here because you're Italian and all. Have you ever been to Rome or no?
I've never. Jimmy, I have to bring my wife there and I plan on like surprising her sometime and doing it, but I'll probably fuck it up and she'll probably want to throw me off the fucking gondola. Is it a gondola? What's a gondola?
They're, well, in Venice,
what is the thing with the water?
The boats that take you around. In Venice.
Yeah.
I was really romantic. I took a gondola ride by myself. It was really nice. Just some man in a striped shirt talking to me in broken English, explaining what Venice was while I sat there by myself. But it was actually really nice. I enjoyed it a lot. It's amazing to be here.
That's both beautiful and makes me want to cry for my Jimmy Bird.
No, don't let it. I deserve to be alone.
Jimmy!
That's the way I behave. I deserve it.
Jimmy!
But I enjoyed it. I went to the Vatican today. I went under the Vatican. Ray, have you been to Italy or no?
No, I haven't been either, but I...
Come on, you guys are Italian. You have to come. I mean, I'm Irish and I'm enjoying myself. You guys would love it.
Listen, by the time I'm somebody's age, I'd probably be there like 5 times. So I'm going to be there. My wife's dying to go. You know what I mean? So I can't...
Go to the
Vatican.
I'm going to
go. She's got family there. Her father came over here when he was 21. Him and his 9 siblings. They came over here right from there. So I have to visit there. And I got to think I'd go on a gondola ride with you.
And I would go
I'm
with a
comfortable
a
with myself to do that. I'd have fun. I go, Jimmy, look at this. We're in water.
It would be fun. I wouldn't feel, and the day after I left, some like Venetian comedian contacted me and said, I'll take you on a ride. But I was already back in Rome. Unfortunately, I missed the opportunity to go with some comic there and get a ride around from a guy who knew it. But it's amazing. The Colosseum is great. I wanted to go under the Colosseum, but the tours weren't available. But just to go in there and see where these people have all been, you know, murdered with swords and lions. It's really a fascinating place.
It is amazing.
Isn't that crazy when you think about it?
It's amazing.
That was their that was their UFC. That was their UFC, was two guys being chased by a lion or two guys with a sword. Like, they're no different than we are today. They just had a harsher form of entertainment.
Yeah, man. They like to party, those Romans. Listen, let me ask you, Jimmy. Are you doing gigs out there?
I did a couple of private. Oh. I do typically. I try to avoid corporate functions because I'm too dirty. But when I want to travel, which around the holidays is a good time to do it, I get a lot of offers for private shows that I turn down. And I tend to take them if they're going to be held someplace that I want to do. And they're usually for someone who runs a company or for it's a bachelor party. For, you know, it's always some weird private show. But I kind of like traveling for that if it's a good gig.
Like, I was going to ask, is it just universal, like, your comedy? Like, in other words, you go to, like, if you're just in a random club in there, do they have fucking random stand-up clubs out in Italy?
I don't know. I haven't checked. I don't know. My manager has a friend out here that I've hung with a little bit. But I don't know what the comedy club scene is. I probably should investigate it if I was not so fucking lazy. But I'm just being really lazy, and I'm sleeping late, and I'm walking around, and I'm seeing everything. And to answer your question, no, my comedy is not. They have to specifically ask for me in a corporate, or I can't do it. Like, if I go to do a corporate event, I'm going to bomb.
Like, would the same material work with the Italians over there, though, you think? And is that what do you think with that? How does
I
that,
don't know.
Do they relate the same?
I'll tell you, we have a couple of Italian fighters from Italy in the gym that come over for like months at a time, and I mean their sense of humor is pretty good. They speak English well, and that was the only chance I had. I did have an opportunity to go to Venice, but I had to turn it down because of another fight.
Oh, that's right,
Pietro.
Pietro. Yeah.
Shout out to Pietro and Carlo. Sorry.
Was there a fight in Venice you were going to go to?
Yeah, he was fighting for another organization, and he was at the gym, and there was something. I think Al was fighting, or Aljo, so I couldn't. It was too close, but I would have loved to have gone, and, you know, especially for a fight, it would have been great. And, you know, when you're with people from that country, and it's even better because they'll take you all over the place.
I think it depends on the humor, probably, right?
Yeah, I'm saying they get
fucking,
it.
You think Seinfeld's doing good over there? What is he doing?
Oh, yeah.
Hey!
Seinfeld's so
how
universal.
How about those afternoon naps, everybody? The fucking napping in the afternoon, everybody. Paisan! Anyway, I don't know what to
He would do. He would do better here than I would.
Where is the salami?
What's with this? Why are we so sleepy after we eat these big meals? Well, I don't know. Jimmy, this is torture for you. Jimmy, I know this must be horrible.
Have you guys talked a lot about Ngannou Rosenstrike?
No, why? Is that signed?
I'm hoping it is because I read it.
He called him out, which I thought was phenomenal.
Wait. Get me in. I need the news, man. Hit me up.
I'm pretty sure that's a legit fight.
Yeah, that's signed, I think. That's 100.
It is signed.
Yeah, within a couple of months, too. I think it's like maybe March.
That shit would be that would be ham. Do me a favor. Google ham. Find out what that means. A lot of people say that. And I think it means like hyped. I mean, I don't know what it means. Jimmy.
But that's who do you take in that fight? I don't think I think Ngannou can. I would take Ngannou in that fight because he's fought better fighters than Rosenstrike has fought.
I think I'd go with Francis. He just seems very confident lately, and after what he did with Curtis, what was his last fight? Curtis. Wait, what was his last fight? Francis.
Curtis played.
No, he wasn't. When did he take
out Velasquez, Blades, and Junior?
Yes, Junior was his last one. Right. He's looking unstoppable, man. He's taking out former champions. I mean, it's crazy.
How did you feel about Overeem saying that he kind of considers himself the winner of that fight? He was clearly winning the fight. That last round, obviously he got knocked down. But then Rosenstrike walked away, and I think that was a weird stoppage.
I didn't talk about this with you, did I? I'm with you on that shit. I think that... and. That fight when he split
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm telling you, the referee Was Dan? Was it Big Dan?
Big
it was.
Dan,
that's right.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the show, Jimmy. I don't know if, if you were here or not. Big Dan didn't stop it right away. Right. It was weird.
He bought into the fact that he kind of got mind fucked by Rosen. What's his name? Rosenstrike. Yeah, and he should have just waved it off, or he should have waved Rosenstrike back over to continue fighting. And if he did that, the bell rings and Overeem wins. I mean,
listen. He's there to do his job.
Right.
In that instant, he screwed up, and it's a lot of pressure.
Well, he definitely froze.
Well, he froze. Well, yeah. Dude, this is the fight game, man. Yeah. This is he's hurt. You got him down. Hey, finish him. Don't walk away. You're doing a Mark Hunt, but the guy got and when he got
exactly.
up, he didn't wobble or anything. He was good. Then he's following him and he's looking at him. He's like, oh. I mean, I don't know. Look at, dude, he deserved to win that fight because he won. He was like 10 seconds away from getting a victory, 15 seconds away.
I don't think Rosenstrike could have even made it over to him before the bell.
Exactly.
That's the issue.
And why would he walk? Did he just think he was out? Like he thought?
Yeah, he thought he was doing a walk away. Yeah.
It was a dumb thing. Matt, we did talk about this.
We did.
I remember you were right. I didn't think that the referee touched him. But you reminded me, we watched it again, and the referee did touch his stomach. So Rosenstrike actually, I think when he walked away, it was because Dan touched him at one point. So he had every right to not walk back because the ref touched him. So as far as Rosenstrike was concerned, the fight was over. Overeem stood up, and then when he walked a little bit, he wobbled. But I thought that the ref fucked that one up too. And I understand what Overeem is, what his complaint is.
Yeah, well, I think he's got a good case for that.
What else, Jimmy? When are you coming back to town, buddy?
I fly back in a couple of days. I'll be there Monday.
And we're not on. What's going on Wednesday? We're off. All right.
We're off on Wednesday. What's New Year's Day?
It's New Year's Day, Jimmy. So I'll see you. Listen, anyway.
I got one thing I'd like to promote.
What?
The Degenerate, my stand-up on Netflix, airs New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow. So if you want to watch me on Netflix, it's a 20-minute special. I love what I did there. So if you guys want to watch it, it's there on Netflix tomorrow night.
Beautiful. That's the – what is it?
The Degenerates. There's six of us that did 20-minute sets. Watch them all, but all I care about is mine because I'm selfish.
Who's – what? Do you know what other comedians are on, or am I putting you on the spot?
Yeah. Bobby Kelly.
Come on. I love Bobby Kelly.
Pat, Donnell Rawlins, Nikki Glaser. Adrian Lapalucci, or is it Iapalucci? I always fuck her name up, and she's really funny, so I'm an idiot.
Jimmy, there's days I miss you, and there's days I miss you more. I miss you more. Today's
one of the more days.
Nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with
you. Longo,
nothing to do with you, but I miss Jimmy a lot today. I wish there was all three of us in the studio.
That would be nice.
You know?
But I'm back next Monday's show, so everything will be back to normal.
And Jimmy, are you a resolution guy? You got any resolutions you want to make for the new year? Great question.
Stop eating.
Great question. Wait, I'm talking over you. I'm sorry. Start again.
I've been eating like a fucking hog since I got to Italy. Bread every meal.
How's
the
food?
You can't diet when you're in Rome.
How's the pizza? Did you try the pizza?
I'm going to tell you something, Jimmy.
Great.
The pizza's good? Is it different?
Yeah. No, it's great. It just tastes like good New York pizza.
You know what it is, Jimmy, too? That they don't process their shit. I bet you're not going to gain as much weight as you think. I know people that have gone there, went carb crazy, and come back and said, nah, I bet I didn't gain a pound.
Wow.
And guys that normally would hear. I'm telling you, I guarantee you that.
So I shouldn't go gluten-free if I go there?
You don't have to go gluten-free there.
Was that a timed cough, or was that a planned cough?
No, that...
Were you laughing at me?
Jimmy. All right, listen. Jimmy. I'll let you guys get back to your show. I have to be somewhere anyway. It's 7 p.m. here. But I'm looking forward to getting back. I actually missed the States, and I missed coming in. So I'll see you in a few days, bro.
And you miss?
Matt Serra. Hey, Ray, have a nice new year.
Yeah, you too, Jimmy.
Happy New Year, Matt. All you guys have a good holiday, and I'll see you in a week.
Maybe a jiu-jitsu resolution. Resolution?
Okay, I'll make that resolution. I am going to take jiu-jitsu this year.
Wow, that's big.
Yeah, he's got a year to. He's had fucking 11 months to kind of just be like, I got a month left. Negative? What a dick. I'm sorry.
No, but you're right.
Jimmy,
don't be sorry.
Rewind
right.
that last part. Happy New Year, buddy. I miss you.
You too, guys.
All right, I'll see you when you're back.
Take it easy,
Jimmy. Later, buddy.
Bye, guys.
Wish me luck. Bye-bye. Oh, did I say wish me luck?
Oh, yeah. Fucking. Oh, shit. Get me out of here.
I can't stay mad at you. All right. First of all, how was your holiday? Was it good? Your Christmas was nice?
Christmas was nice. Always a nice part of the year.
When are you not at the gym? You were at the, Christmas or Christmas Eve, you were at the gym. Which day?
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
During the morning.
I'll say.
Got to get my workout in.
I'm going to say out of the year, there's not a week you're out of that gym, possibly with traveling. No.
No, that's the only part is traveling.
That's
if not, I'm in the gym.
You might be at the gym more than you're at your house, 100%. Fit, no, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Poor Lucky.
Poor Lucky.
Your dog loves you.
Lucky.
You know?
Lucky.
Okay. Let's get to me, because your Christmas was boring. No, it wasn't.
It was boring.
Was it?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, well, listen, I didn't do shit. But the night before, we went over my in-laws, Aunt Mary Ell's, and dude, you know, it's the Italian thing over there where it's a late, late night. And my wife, I'm going to get to the fight. Even though you might know a little bit about this, but the audience might want to know. So anyway, so it was a late night. And like, I like that my wife loves family. Like her thing, like that's what her thing is. Like she, all the aunts, the cousins, and they have all cousins and the kids. And she loves it. It's good. That's what you want as your wife.
Of course.
What you want. Okay.
Got to believe in family.
It's a great thing to, you know, but then you're saying goodbye at literally, we got home at 4:30 in the morning. So, you know, 3:30, they say goodbye. That's 45 minutes. You know what I mean? And then you're like, holy fuck. So anyway, listen, we get home. It's all good, though. I love it. It's a good thing. But we get home, and there's still shit to do for Christmas, man. The kids got to go to bed now. We got to get shit done. Now, she got to bed later than me because there's some shit she had to finish up with. But I got to bed late, mind you.
What time?
Maybe like 6:30 in the morning, around.
Wow.
Maybe towards 7.
This is,
but she, maybe more towards, yeah. And she got there late, like later, like 9:30 in the morning. Like,
oh.
But, yeah, she had,
so she went
but
around.
I mean,
the,
but listen,
she went around the clock.
Yeah, pretty much. So I understand. And then we got up by like noon, the latest. Like the kids, you know, the kids got up and then they got excited and, you know, they slept.
Well, you're
like
at that stage too. Yeah, where the
okay,
kids
man.
Are,
they're
kids
all young.
Blast,
yeah, they're young, so it's a party. But I don't think she got enough sleep, which is obvious. She even said, "Yeah, she didn't get enough sleep." So she was a little grumpy, and next thing you know, throughout the day, yeah, we get to an argument, you know? And I gotta learn that when somebody, I'm not used to, you know what I'm not used to doing, and you know me a long time.
Yeah.
I'm not used to taking any shit. I don't take shit from anybody. From any, Longo.
All right, listen.
I just don't like
Can you move on
shit.
With the story? We're losing people.
No, they're invested.
They're invested, you think, at this point. Come on.
What do you think?
Let's get it going.
No,
that's your
fine.
Psychiatrist.
No,
let's
take
get
your
it going.
Time. No, nobody's in a rush. They're driving.
Oh, okay. So
they're not in a rush.
So
do
chilling.
You want me not to talk to you about this?
No, I want. I
the
think
fuck?
I'm enjoying
down.
The conversation. I feel like you're a psychiatrist.
How about you learn from this and then bring it over to that piece of shit podcast you do? I'm only kidding. Fuck you. First of all, you're making me listen. New year. The new year, I'm going to attack you less.
Really?
I get defensive.
Is that your resolution?
I get defensive because I think I'm trying to talk to you, open up, and you're like, oh, I'm bored. Could you just relax? Okay. So here I am. So where was I?
Well, you
are
were,
we on air?
I think you were like 9:30 on the day's moving on. If I'm not correct. The day was moving on. Nobody's had
so
any
we gotta,
sleep.
Listen, long story short.
Yeah.
We got into a fight. Because people are like, why are you fighting? Well, anyway. So we're fighting. And I didn't want a bad mood in the house. So my kids, they asked me earlier to paint my nails. And they got this paint. They got the nail polish that comes off. Oh, this one's doing better. It comes off with water and stuff. Which is bullshit. It's my kids. They didn't come off. Hold on. You know, I know it wouldn't be bad because it's winter, but it's jujitsu. But I teach jujitsu in a gi. It doesn't come off.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Look at this. I got to cut my nails. That's so bad. So listen. So I walk around the next day. I'm teaching triangles, and I got my foot in my face. And it's just, listen, it's not even like Chuck Liddell where it's a hardcore cover. They'd be like, oh, look, he's kind of gothy. Because I got the black nails, it's pink and everything. But look, I'm secure with myself.
Yeah, of course.
Husband, father. But listen, the point is this. How this happened was, I didn't want a negative energy. I had to get the mood better in the house. Because I could tell they were upset. Because they overhear shit, you know? And And so then I wanted to cheer them up. So they were, so they got, they lit up. I went downstairs after I shaved my head. TMI, I know. I get the details. So I go, hey, kids, come on. You want to do my nails? Oh, they lit up. They look at each other. And then they come at me like little minions. They're minions. Get the paste. So get the chair. Get the blower. Daddy, sit here. So there we go.
So you changed the mood. So it's a...
So basically the story is...
What is the moral of this story?
When your wife's tired after doing everything. Listen, she might hear this.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to tone it down.
I got to get some action.
But sleep deprivation...
I got to make sure I'm covered.
Sleep deprivation.
I'm not getting late in a week because of this shit. I love my wife.
Right.
And I was wrong.
You were wrong.
Well.
Wow.
I'll take the hit. Listen, yeah. It's not that it's not really anybody that's wrong, and that's what her intent is. Even if your wife's a little grumpy because she's making everybody, she does everything for everybody. So let's just say that to me. I do everything for everybody, even you, you're a big baby. Why would you laugh at that?
I don't.
Anyway, no, listen, this is we get along great. Look,
everybody argues on this. Christmas Day. Everybody.
So I changed the mood. Me and my wife are kissing right over our gluten-free lasagna like Lady and the Tramp.
With your painted fingernails. I'm the Tramp.
What?
With your painted fingernails.
Yes. Wow. And these paint, I know, I, oh, by the way, we were still fight. We were still not on good terms when I tried to get this off with the nail polish remover.
Right. Even nail polish remover wasn't
Well, my kids did a couple, but they used, but I couldn't get, I didn't know what the cotton balls were. So I tried to use, I tried to use Q-tips, because I figured Q-tips are cottony.
Yeah.
Not so good.
No good.
Does it look good to you?
You would have been better off with the cotton balls.
So now every time I go to 7-Eleven and I'm paying for stuff, and the guys look at it and stuff, I look at them like, what? You know, what am I going to explain myself now? What, I got to go through this? I got to do this to everybody I meet? No. I'm secure. I'm secure with myself. And soon, though, we got Joanna, Jan Jacek. I don't see Joanna. Champ, are you there? Oh, my gosh. I hear her voice. There she is. Yes.
Hello, guys.
You cannot hear this.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
What's up, you Joanna?
Fuck. It ruins everything. I'm sorry. I hit the applause button. I was slow on it.
We'll give you our own applause.
And, Joanna, now let me ask you, let me start this thing off. Joanna, is it Joanna or Joanna? Because everybody, almost like Khabib, Habib, talk to me.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No. In Poland, you say like more soft, Joanna.
Joanna.
Yeah.
Listen, when my wife says Maria,
doesn't matter. Yeah, champ.
It does. I'll call you the champ for sure because you are a world beater. Your last fight was beautiful. You know that?
Thank you so much.
It was great.
Really,
it's like
I don't know. It's like I haven't watched that yet.
Go ahead. You didn't what?
I didn't watch this fight.
Really?
I haven't. I need to watch this fight. Last time I watched my fight with Valentina Shevchenko with Mikey Brown while I was Vegas. I need to watch that fight with Michelle Waterson. I was busy that night, so I couldn't be there and watch it.
Yeah, but
and you were busy during the fight too, nonstop. Really good.
And Michelle's
very
tough.
I do not stop.
Now, do you watch a lot of your fights? Because especially after that fight, I think you would have watched it right away. I mean, I don't know. I'm a bit of a glory hound. I'd watch that shit right away.
No,
I don't watch the fights I lose.
Joanna, he watches his fight no less than 1,000 times each.
Don't embarrass me in front of 100%. Don't embarrass me in front of Joanna, please.
That's good.
It runs in his family.
That's good. I do that sometimes. My coaches do that, and they always have a good plan. Mikey Brown, Cutter Kubis, Mikey Rod. I have a great team in American Top Team, yeah.
I think Mikey Brown does. I think Mike Brown, first of all, was a great fighter in his own right. But as a coach, he gets props, he does. But I think he should be talked about more. He should be talked about more, and not because he's my height, Joanna. Not because of that. I love that he's a short man. Because there's not enough of us out there.
It was all about the hair.
Yeah. Oh, don't say that. Because now you're upsetting me. Because I have no hair. And you know who you're making happy? Fucking John Travolta next to me. That's who you're making happy. He loves his hair so much.
Oh, yeah. I'm in love with my hair.
Oh, really?
No, definitely not.
Can I touch it?
Oh, you want to run your fingers through it?
Let's keep this clean.
I like the fingernails, Joanna. Oh, I like where this is. I like your fingernails.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, look at that.
Today.
Oh, beautiful. I think I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I think he did that because, my kids did my fingernails the other day. Could you see that? Could you see or no? They did. No. Joanna, look at this. They were upset. I had to cheer them up. Look at this, Joanna. You see it or no? Did you see?
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't judge me. We're good. But the things you do for your kids. Joanna, are you single? You dating anybody? I'm not hitting on you. I'm a husband and a father. I'm asking about your private life.
I'm not engaged anymore.
Oh, you're not engaged? Well, listen to me.
Anymore. Yeah,
hey,
I'm not.
Can I tell you right now?
I'm very happy.
His loss, Joanna. That's all I know.
Life of a single is good.
Now tell me, it's Wednesday night. What are you watching on Netflix? Do you have any shows you watch? We'll get back to fighting in a second. This is what I want to know about.
I want to watch the new movie about the Irishman.
Yeah.
Irishman.
Really good
watch
movie.
It.
Very good.
But tonight, I will watch my movie, you know. I'm going to do some boxing at 8:30 p.m. in Poland in 2 hours. In 1.5 hours, actually.
Are you just constantly training?
I'm going to be a director tonight.
Yeah.
Oh. No. Slowly. I'm training once a day. Today, today I did strength conditioning training and I will do boxing. But I spoke to Mikey. I've been training for last few weeks. Every day something, but I'm not crazy about training because still 10 weeks and I will put on a hell of a work for next 9 weeks, 2-3 times a day. So I will be ready. I'm in shape in 6 weeks, you know, but I always eat healthy. I'm always in training doing stuff, you know, so I love it. I love it.
With your last
but
fight.
In 3-4 days, I go back to Florida.
Listen. Even in some of those fights you lost, which were razor thin, you understand?
Yeah.
I feel with your last fight, something's different where like you got that, you never lost the glow. You're always a badass, but you got something extra now, buddy. Yeah. I don't know what it is. What is it? Do I got to get Mike Brown on the phone?
Life of a single.
Oh, so we're going back to the single
thing. You know what it is? Like people in Poland know more, but people in the States and like worldwide, they don't know much about my private life. And last 2 years were pretty difficult for me. Like, it was a rough time. And I feel like this 2019 is a special year. So I cannot wait for 2020. You know, I broke up with my fiance. And we broke up before my first fight with Rose Namajunas. Then this fucking terrible weight cut happened. And I broke up again. This year I found out that my manager stole my money. And
well, you found out your manager stole your money?
No, messed
always,
up.
Oh.
I think messed up, not stole.
My manager, yeah. And then I found out that my fiance was cheating on me. Yeah. That girl called me. I think she was afraid that I was going to beat her up so badly, you know. But I was like,
yeah, that's it.
No, but
he should
be
afraid.
I just want to show to people and tell people that there's always something going on in our lives and doesn't matter who you are. And if your private life is not going the right direction, you're not going to be successful in the sport or in the business. Doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I paid the ultimate price because I'm a warrior. I'm a real fighter. And we all are fighters, you know, every single day. And I was always like, no, everything is fine, everything is good. And I was like, I was trying to throw like the bad things out from my head, my mind.
Yeah.
But it was there, you know. But this year was amazing. And I cannot wait for the upcoming 2020, you know. And now I feel free, you know.
Yes.
I feel me. I feel Joanna again. And and I'm more smart, I'm more experienced, you know, and maybe shitty things happen in my life, but man, it had to happen, you know, it had to happen somehow. And I'm happy. I'm happy. I know what life is about now, you know, when I turned 30, I thought I knew a lot and I was experienced a lot, you know, and I was broken in my life. I was like, so dedicated into the sport. So I was losing my money into the sport and working so hard. But yeah, that's the point. I'm happy now. That's the difference.
Yeah, if that's the worst thing that happened to you is breaking up with your fiance, trust me, you're ahead of the game. Yeah. You know, and what do you...
Yeah, and we, you know, it's like we were 6 years together and like...
Yeah. No, I understand.
There's no pathology, you know what I mean? So I'm very, like, very honest and very emotional person, you know? I'm not only, like, this violent Joanna from the Octagon, you know? Maybe my character is strong, you know?
Listen.
But I'm normal human, you know?
Yeah, and matters of the heart can be very devastating. Yeah. Everybody gets that. Yeah. I think everybody's been through it, but I think it's just part of life, and you're going to move on. And
It is. And definitely. I'm happy now.
What do you look for in a guy? What's your ideal guy? Because I heard it was black hair and blue
eyes.
I heard it was black hair and blue eyes, but I could have just been hearing things. I don't know.
Oh, God. I like pretty boys. So,
pretty boys.
You know,
pretty boys.
People are like, oh, you should get some big, muscular guy. No. I love pretty boys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, listen, no matter, and as life goes on, like, it's like the ring, you know what I mean? You get experience. So you'll learn this when you get future relationships and everything, you know? And if only life could be as simple as fighting, right? Right, champ? Right?
Of course. We make it more difficult, yeah. We make it more difficult.
The one thing
like beautiful.
Hey, with some life experience, the one thing I will tell you, though, if you concentrate on yourself, you know, you can't control everything else, but you concentrate on yourself, good shit happens.
Yeah. This is what I'm doing.
Awesome.
And I have really nice people around me, you know, surrounded by good people. I have new management in the States, in Poland, and yeah.
When are you fighting for the title? When the fuck is this exactly? March 7th?
Las Vegas, March the 7th.
March 7th, UFC 248. What do you got for Wiley Zhang? I mean, did I say your last name right? I said it right? I like to always check, you know?
Zhang,
I mean?
Yeah.
What do we have for her? Are you seeing something saying nobody is capitalizing on that? Is there something you're seeing? Or you can't say it too much? Talk to me. The matchup, you know, and her.
Yeah, definitely. And the new, but she's strong animal. She's so big. She's big. She's huge. And she throws very hard punches. But I'm more experienced, you know. I've been through like this championship bout so many times. So I'm a real five-rounder. My condition is always on point. And I will have to be very clever, very, very sneaky as well, you know. And I think this fight with Zhang will be similar to the fight with Jessica Andrade. They both are very, very similar fighters, you know. Going forward, throwing loopy punches, looking for like good wrestling, like strong wrestling, you know. They are not very technical fighters, but they are very, very strong, you know. So I think this fight is going to be very similar, you know. I have to cut the ankles, slip, counter, use my timing, you know, my length, my reach. There's much more coming, you know.
Ah,
I'm more powerful.
There's some surprises. Maybe a flying triangle.
I'm back to the roots. I'm back to the roots. And like you said, you know, I put more combos, you know. It's not only boxing or kicks, you know. I put more combinations as I used to do in Muay Thai and at the beginning of my MMA fighting career. And it's good, you know. I'm very proud of myself with my how I show up in my last fight with Michelle Waters, you know. I think I send strong message to the strawweight division.
Yes.
Good striking, good wrestling. But everything was on point, you know.
Listen.
The weight cut was easy with Clint from UFC Performance Institute. Happy.
Well, you got the glow, buddy. You look great. You're one of our favorites. Okay, it's March 7th, 2020, UFC 248. Always love talking to you, buddy. All right,
champ. You're the best. Best of luck.
Yeah, You going?
Okay. Listen. We'll talk to you all day long.
Get ready for training.
I'm trying to get this guy away from you.
Yeah.
I don't want you looking at his head too long.
Thank
it might
you
hurt
guys
your
for
eyes.
The support.
We'll talk again soon, okay?
Take it easy.
Thank you for the support. Cannot wait. UFC 248. And the new champ is coming, guys. It's been 3 years, more than 3 years.
I love it.
Yes,
from the time
Joanna.
I lost my belt, but we're having already like third champ in the strawweight division. I need to go back and take what belongs to me.
Can't wait. Take care, buddy. Have a good workout.
Take it easy, kiddo.
Take
guys,
care.
And never give up. All
You're the
good.
Best.
Love
all
yourself.
She's the
Bye.
Best.
Take it
take
easy.
Care, Joanna. Hey, we love her.
Yeah,
she's great.
She's awesome. She all really right? is awesome.
She's fun. She's fun. I listen. We can talk fighting all day long. I like to get to know them.
Yeah.
I like to get to know them.
And I tell you, she brings up a good point. Cause
What's
I tell you,
that, Longo?
I mean, your personal life, once it starts
right?
permeating into your fighting,
right?
it's a disaster. It's a disaster.
It's true, Longo. But it is so true. You
how many times back in the day when I was fighting with my wife, you just begged me just to get back on track? I couldn't even train people. I mean, it gets crazy.
Can we say some fuck? I say something funny about you, Longo? No, it's funny.
No,
it's funny though. Like the time you're like, she wrote me this note. What did it say? You're like, I didn't read it.
I don't read it.
You don't read it.
I don't read it.
I can't. I read it. I'm not gonna get mad. And that's what I should do. Just let it roll off.
I don't even open
it.
I don't even
know. So
why would I? Why would I read it?
Could
for
you
what
think,
reason?
Could you think, why? She wrote it to you.
Yeah,
she wrote it to you from
the
heart.
I know the negativity.
This guy, I hate negativity.
I mean, I was a piece of shit for putting up the Christmas tree the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's rough sometimes.
It never ends. It just
You know, the problem with
I love everybody, but.
I love everybody, too. You know, I got kids.
But I didn't put my.
My problem is, as a fighter, though,
I didn't,
my instincts to come back.
I didn't put my heart into putting that tree up.
Oh, why? Is that what's going on?
Well, it was starting to fall down because they started tinkering with it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going with a fake tree. You know, we have it's like one of our traditions. We go pick out the tree with the kids.
I do like the heavy lifting, but my wife's like the handyman. I'm useless. Right, like 37 in my VR game, though. Oh, I have. First of all, last night, listen to me. This doesn't mean a lot to you. I took out Felon Monkey and fucking, who was it? Duncan Bravo. This guy was good.
And Farts McCool?
Portuguese Sniper. These guys did not like, they got the wrath of the Kimura Savage. Oh, they hated it. They fucking made shiver. How about this? I'm playing the video game.
You're still playing video games.
Well, yeah, I am.
I find that
it's
hard
virtual reality. And it's me with the headset on.
Now, is there any part
like this? And I got my gun. And my wife is walking around. Sometimes she'll like twist my nipple and I'm like, don't. I gotta be quiet and watch it. You know, I'm quiet. It's so much. Listen to me. You see it.
Now, does your wife support this?
Dude, I'm surprised I'm still having sex. She has to see that. But I'm a fucking alpha. I'll pop a blue chew and fucking go to town. She knows she's married to a Hall of Famer. Honey, did you have a good time? Well, you don't got to make a scene. You're going to wait the kids. Longo. Pop a blue chew. Pop it! Longo.
I'm going to do that.
Pop it! Oh, if you're ever thinking about it, there's an angel on one shoulder and a deviled angel's going to be like, no, use your semi-high dick. Don't worry about it. You like it just the same. It's all about love. And I'm going to be there with a pitchfork. I'm going to fucking dropkick and spin and backfist that angel. I'm going to be like, pop it! Pop it! Fucking Slayer! Make a fall in love again. Pop the blue chew, Longo. I'm going in. You're the only guy I talk to now, Longo. You and the whole UFC Unfiltered Army. I have an army. I have an Unfiltered Army. Everybody's hitting me up. Where are those Kimura Savage t-shirts? They're coming, people. Relax. You know? What's new with you?
What are you doing right now?
Oh, by the way, I'm talking to you. I'm looking forward to all these fights. But listen, by the way, I don't think I'm making the Ring of Combat on the 21st.
Really?
What am I going to do? I go to Florida. Should I not go to Florida? I'm going to be in the doghouse.
You got a trip planned. There's six guys fighting.
Oh, my God. Six? I should probably go. My brother-in-law is fighting Edwin.
Now, wait, what are you doing in Florida?
Going to fucking my in-laws have a house out there. Yeah, what do they call it? They're snowbirds now.
What was the dates you were going out
there? They're snowbirds. You know this thing's on UFC Fight Pass? Everybody's seeing you right now. Surprised you're not wearing a fucking blue shirt to go with those eyes.
I gotta go with the blue. Yeah, I'm wearing blue a black shirt
to go with
chew?
The jet black hair.
Oh, I thought it was
jet black hair. I never touched it with any dye. Guarantee you did.
A blue shirt with the blue chew.
Did you ever dye your hair?
Definitely never.
Look at me. Did you look at me?
Definitely never.
Scout's honor.
You would know it.
I ain't a scout. Did you watch The Whole Irishman?
Yes.
How was it?
I thought it was good.
I made it up to the Jimmy scene. I got through.
Yeah, it was great for Jimmy, man.
It's really good for Jimmy. What else?
Good Don Rickles.
I'm leaving. Oh, we got another guest. Look, the guy's working out. Look at, are you serious?
Yo, there he is.
Hey, are you on a treadmill right now?
No.
Well, oh, okay. I see you with your shirt off.
The Earth is my
look
treadmill.
At this, man. Where are you training at? Give a plug to that gym.
I'm right over here to Extreme Couture.
Oh, man. Is that in Vegas?
Yes, sir. Heading over to the UFC Performance Institute right after.
Man,
oh, beautiful.
Is it an all day? Now, what's your day like? Is this a typical day for you?
Well, dude, you know what? I love Mondays. You know, I'm a big believer in just getting the week started. Like, I get lost on the weekend sometimes. Especially if Megan's not there. Guys, you don't want to even know me. Like, I don't even know what I'm doing on the weekends. I'll watch like 3 movies, eat pasta for breakfast, like complete low life. So Mondays really give me a purpose. So I just like to start fast. I do like 3 workouts a day, 2 in the morning, back to back kickboxing drills, and then conditioning. And then I'll come back and grapple around 3:30.
Don't you think some routine is good? Like, I was thinking about that too. Like, with my wife, like, I'll tell you right now, I'm a slob. Like, if it wasn't for her, like, I'm not, like, my bed will never be made, my fucking, like, I'm just, like, I leave shit all around, like, I'm just,
oh, yeah.
Like, she'll get on me, and it's like, I get a little annoyed, but I'm like, you know what, this whole place would be a shit house. It'd be like hoarders or something. Fucking,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're our only hope, man. That's what I say. Like, when she's gone, I'm just like, I don't care to shower. What am I going to shower for? You know? I don't really care.
That's hysterical.
I just love that routine. You know, she was working all weekend, but actually had my family in, which was pretty cool. You know, they give you some purpose too, like niece and nephew and my mom. So it was a good time.
Awesome.
And really good motivation rolling into to a training week.
Now, we're going to get back to the fight in a second, but it's a Monday or a Wednesday, a night during the week. What are you and Megan watching on Netflix or on the streaming? What are you guys watching? What show?
Oh, I love this question.
I like to get ideas for myself.
What was that?
I like to get ideas for me and my wife getting turned on to a new show.
Oh, nice, nice. The last one we watched together was Killing Eve.
Is that, what is that?
That was really good. That's actually on Hulu. It's about like a female assassin being tracked by a female FBI agent. They kind of form an odd relationship, but they go all over the world. And it's really weird, kind of dark. Kind of sexual, really nice.
Oh, awesome.
You know, we watched Euphoria on HBO. That was
Euphoria.
It was about crazy kids. So, you know, a lot of people think it's unrealistic for the age that they were in high school, but I just think that's just kind of like window dressing on like a better story. But all these kids are in high school and there's just some weird stuff going on. I mean, drug addicts, transsexuals, you know, all sorts of crazy high school hijinks. But it really helps you understand a younger generation or maybe what's possible. Probably scared to have kids after that too, but, you know. But also me, I'm a big movie guy.
Talk to me.
Right now, I really try to just catch up on all the movies that are going to be nominated in the awards season. That way I kind of have someone to root for as we're going in to awards season. So I like stress out trying to watch every movie out.
Did you see the last Star Wars?
I didn't watch Star Wars.
How do I ask that question?
I don't watch Star Wars. I only want to cry, Matt. Right? Like, I need to watch them like I'm trying to cry, bro.
You, listen to me. Can I tell you something though, Joseph? Please don't look at me. Don't lose respect for me. I know me and you got a lot of mutual respect.
Why I told you that.
You don't watch any Star Wars, right? No. Listen to me. There's a part. No spoilers, but there's a part in this last one, The Rise of the Skywalker, when Chewbacca gets upset and he throws himself to his knees. Look,
can somebody get his?
It is so sad. Listen to me. Don't lose respect. Did you guys see it? Anybody see it? Was that sad, that part? No. Listen to me. There might have been a tear. I might have had something in my. I might have been a little dusty in that theater.
Hey, if anything, Matt, I respect you more.
Listen to me. Thank God, I had my kid on my lap and stuff, and I'm like, I gotta hold myself together. You know what I mean?
Can somebody get his binky for him, please?
I respect you more for that.
Could you please tell me your last movie you've seen, and rank it?
And ranking?
The last movie you've seen, and let me know how good it is.
Okay. Well, actually, the last movie I saw was last night. I watched a movie called The Lighthouse. And that was actually very hyped up for the year. It's like a black and white film. It's just two guys taking care of a lighthouse and basically spiraling into madness. Stranded at a lighthouse on a rock. Filmed in black and white. Pretty dark.
Was this a long time ago? Is this a new movie?
This is a new movie this year.
How about two guys sharing a podcast and going crazy together?
Yeah. I actually had bigger hopes for it. The acting was tremendous. The visuals were good, but it didn't do much for me, honestly. It was, I wouldn't say it was like pretentious, but it was very something you would, it was artistically done. It was really done well. The acting was good, but it just didn't do much for me, honestly, past that. You know, two guys the whole time. It was a two-man play. In a lighthouse, and these guys basically go crazy, and it ends pretty dark.
I could see you go. Do you like plays and stuff like that?
Yeah, I like plays.
You are a very interesting fellow because you're a savage in a cage. You are a savage, but yet, first of all, a lot of style with the way you dress. I see you very stylistic,
very artsy,
artsy. Very, even the movies you're talking. I said Star Wars. You wanted to just smack my face. No, that's too much. But you wanted you man child, you big bald baby. That's what you wanted to say. But we're not that close to say that.
I wish I liked the Star Wars. I caught up on all of them back when there was like six.
Okay,
I watched them all. But then since then, so many came out, and I feel like one of those things you've had to have watched like since the very beginning. It's not something you just like jump into. And I guess I never got into it.
But I'm not a prequel
guy. I know how well
respected
it is.
Yeah.
And I always wanted to be a Star Wars guy. It just didn't happen for me.
That's like that with Star Trek. That shit was not exciting enough for me. Except Captain Kirk was a fucking pimp, though. That guy was the original fucking swinging dick all over the galaxy. All right, let's get back to some fighting. Listen, your last fight with Fumega was a fucking clinic, bro. What is going on? Are we right now at the little tender age of 35? I was knocking out Trigger 35. Are you just right now coming into your own? Is this the best Joseph Benavidez that we ever seen?
I mean, I feel really good. And, you know, it's crazy, Matt, because, like you guys know with fighters, like, the easiest thing to say is like, this is the best I've ever been. This is the best I ever felt. And fighters are the most delusional people ever. Like they don't know. And they can have eight losses and about to go for a title in their next fight. You know what I mean? And this is the best I've ever felt. And you know, they're 40 or something and it's not the best. So, you know,
yeah, but Joe, the difference is you're looking the best. That's the difference.
Yes.
You're not saying it. You're proving it.
And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is it is easy to say that. And I don't want to just say it and be like, oh, you know, another guy is doing good and it's the best he's ever been. But no, it is. I mean, I think there's a time when everything lines up. Like, look, I don't have some things I had from my youth, but I also have things that I can only have because I'm 35 years old with 40 fights. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So So it's just different, you know, like I do feel like there's a time when everything lines up, like your athleticism, you know, your athleticism, your strength and your experience can, you know, come to this, you know, and line up, you know. So, yeah, I'm not as can't do some stuff maybe like I did when I was 22 as far as training and feeling and all that. But my experience and everything trumps that and lines up with my athleticism. So right now I do think, you know, I am the best I've ever felt. I mean, I got, you know, 9 out of my last 10 wins. 2 out of my last 3 have been knockouts for bonuses of the night. I mean, I'm feeling really good. I think the main thing right now is I'm just so happy and satisfied with my actual, like, life and personal life and training life. I have coaches that everything revolves around me. They're my coaches. You know, they help me. It's a little bit of a smaller setting, but I truly believe they have what's best in me and like I'm their first priority. And I think that goes a long way, is having guys in your corner that you know, believe in and that love you and want the best for you, and training partners that'll do the same for you. The UFCPI has been great. And then just my personal life, like once you have all that, I think, figured out and you're happy with that, like it makes everything else just operate on such a better level, because you're used to living at this, you know, level of, you know, and acting a certain way, doing stuff a certain way on time, keeping things clean, like we were just saying. And you take all that into training like a professional. And I think that has a lot to do with it, too.
It's funny that you brought that up about how your personal life is like squared away. And it's because we were just talking to the, you know, former champ, Joanna. I always fuck up her name, but it's Jan Jacek. I write it out so I can say it nice and clean.
Yeah.
So anyway, we were just talking to her, and she was saying when she was going through some tough times in the cage, her personal life was taking a hit, and she was open about it. And now things are more squared away, and and look at her last fight with Michelle Waterson. And she was really, like, not making excuses, but being like, look, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes with your personal life. And this game is such a mental game. The fact that I'm so happy that you just brought that up, because it's really the theme of that we're hearing today, is that when shit's squared away with you personally, it carries over to the cage and vice versa if it's not.
No, they even say, like, in the business world, if you're going through a divorce, like, the guy's going to be useless for the next 6 months. Like, you're just not going to be in the right frame of mind to do anything.
Or maybe he's ready to have a fucking party. I'm only kidding. I was fighting my wife the other day.
Joe.
I mean, listen, how long have you been married, Joe?
Joe, I don't even
we've been married 4 years.
Okay.
Together 10.
Yeah, 12 years together, like fucking 18. Strong as oak.
Yeah, no, but look, you know what? Yeah, it is everything. Like, honestly, like, life is a fight, and like, a fight is life. So they kind of just go hand in hand to me. Like, a lot of it too for me is specifically with like this title shot or fighting is like, I enjoy it and I'm grateful for it every day, because it's like, you know, like, I don't, like, how can I say it the best? Like, I don't need it, you know what I mean? So I feel lucky I get to do it every day, and it makes you that, like, this title shot, every other title shot I feel or fight, it was like, I needed this. I need this to validate me, to feel the self-worth, to feel like I was enough or something. And I, like, obsessed over a title, like it was going to make me something. But, like, that's not really what makes you or defines you or anything. So now I have this title shot and I have fighting, and it's like, it's just a bonus. I feel like enough every day, you know what I mean? Being myself. And now it's just like, oh, I get to do this. I'm really happy about it. And when you're happy with me specifically, when you're happy and grateful for something, it means that much more to you, and you do that much better trying to attain it.
You know, Joe, I was going to say, like, is it harder to get up for this fight because, you know, Henry Cejudo is so hyped up and he's conquering the world, but he vacates. You're fighting the beef. You're fighting for the flyweight, the vacant flyweight title on February 29th. First, pronounce the name for me, because I know him very well. I'm going to fuck up his name.
Davidson Figueiredo.
That's not an easy name.
Huh. It's not.
And I like that my co-host had my back with that. Pronounce that for me. Motherfucker is looking up at the sky.
Figueiredo.
Figueiredo. But anyway, you're fighting Figueiredo instead of Cejudo. Is it less I would say, you know what? I was about to say, it might be not as exciting, but you are the last guy to beat Cejudo. So it's not like, exactly. Hey, man, I'm the champ to beat the champ. You already beat him. So there's not that over your head where people could say, all right, he's not really the champ. He's got to beat him. Hey, guys, I already beat him. Is that the attitude? Or
that's 100% correct. Like, this just makes me, like, it's almost like a undisputed or whatever, because I already beat Cejudo. You know, Figueiredo's challenging me, whatever you want to look at it. Basically, a title's a title. The goal wasn't, you know, to beat a certain person. It was, you know, to win a title, and that's happening. This one, you know, I think in any other way this could have happened, you could ask these questions and it could be, you know, but having already beat Cejudo, who vacated it, at the end of the day, he's the one not putting up a fight, not trying to avenge the loss. So, no, I mean, like I said, the title's the title. I already beat the guy that has it now. The way I look at it is he gave it up without even a fight. So
it's on him, man. I mean, he, you know, that's, he has the L on his on his record from you, you know?
Yes, sir.
So, hey, man, I'm excited for you. You know, I'm excited. I feel like we're looking at the new champ right now. I don't want to jinx anything, but I'm going to be watching on February 29th, dude, and come back afterwards with the belt. All right. And bullshit with us.
Oh, you know it. I love you guys. Man. Yeah. I miss you guys. Hope to see you soon. And appreciate you having me on.
I'm going to check out the Lighthouse. I'm not going to check that out.
Honestly, I'm not lying. I don't recommend it. Yeah.
Listen to me. The Rise of the Skywalker. You could do worse.
I wouldn't recommend the Lighthouse. It's something I had to see, but I wouldn't recommend it to someone because it's not a fun movie.
Yeah, look, Joe, I could relate. Anything with two people together that go mad, trust me, I could relate to it because this guy drives me out of my mind.
You know what? That's true. Hey, you guys, the Lighthouse might be about you guys, actually.
I think it sounded like they wrote it about us.
It's really fucking funny.
It'd be called the Nut House.
Going crazy. All they do is get drunk and kind of becomes friends and kind of hate each other, and it's really strange.
Oh, that sounds good.
Funny enough, the other two movies I want to watch are also about two people, and one is Two Popes on Netflix. That's about the last two popes.
Two pimps?
Two popes.
Oh, popes. Oh, shoot.
That's I'm horrible. Watching. Hey, yeah. I'm watching The Witcher on Netflix. Anybody? Okay. Henry Cavill.
Cavill.
Oh, okay.
Superman? Oh, it's fun. But I am a man child. Listen, you're talking to a 45-year-old man who still plays video games. Virtual reality. Virtual reality.
You're
though.
A hero.
You know, listen, it's not Pac-Man like some people. I'm hip. Yeah. I listen, Joseph.
Appreciate you guys.
Hey,
man.
We love you, buddy.
Joe, take it easy, man. Best of luck, buddy.
I want
to
give
more and more people are starting to realize that this ain't an act. Kimura Savage. When they saw, so this other game, I'm playing the game the other day. I kill a guy, and oh God, what a kill! What a kill! Because I was up in a fort, right? And I jumped down, and I had nothing but a sniper rifle up close. Some say useless. Look at me. Look at Kimura Savage. No, not useless. Boom from the hip. Killed him. I go, hey, man. I go, good one, buddy. He goes, Matt Serra. I swear to God. I go, oh, shoot. I go, what's up, man? I go, I met you on here? I'm talking to the guy's dying. Oh, I mean, the Pixar self. He's not a real person. So he's like, oh, man. He goes, oh, man. You know, I saw Kimura Savage on here killing people. Because when somebody kills somebody, it comes up on the screen like Duncan Bravo killed fucking Zero something or something or other. So it says, oh, constantly, Kimura Savage kills fucking this one or that one.
You're just a simple man.
Thank you.
You really are just a
simple man. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment. You know, I think I'm going to race home and watch The Lighthouse.
Well, listen, Feline Monkey is no joke. And to take out Feline Monkey and Camion 1222 something or other, some French guy. They're good players. But God, listen to me.
Oh, what a simple man.
You should have brought it.
He was. No, he really is just.
You like to sing. We could have been hanging out. We have been hanging out for ages. You should have brought your fucking banjo.
Is it weird that I'm going to go home and watch The Lighthouse? Because I really think...
What do you want to plug? Because we're getting out of here.
Nothing.
No, seriously.
What am I plugging?
This is the last show of the year.
What is it? What year is it?
It's what?
Do you know?
2019? 1999?
Yeah, he had to think about that.
I 100% had to do. I 100% had to.
He's not good with the quiz shows.
Soon it's going to be 2020. Ew, it's weird. Man. That's going to be weird, right? I feel so futuristic.
What is that decade we had, buddy? No?
Us?
Yeah. I mean, there's a group effort.
I'm trying to think a decade ago. A decade ago, 35 years old. What was I doing at 35?
Knocking out Trig, of course.
Thank you, everybody. You didn't have to chime in, guys. That was Doogie yelled at. Listen, I know I was knocking out Frank Trigg. And I know he was bigger and some say stronger and a good wrestler. I know all that. Famous for beating up jiu-jitsu guys. Poor Dennis Hallman got caught underneath him. Yeah. Cejudo got caught underneath him. Cejudo had a great guard.
I had a ground and pound video out.
Did you? He did have a ground and pound. Frank Trigg had a ground and pound.
Yeah.
Wow. Hold out sales off of that. Listen. The Sarah Online store will be around. Would you like a Frank Trigg ground and pound video or a Kimura Savage t-shirt?
I might go with the video.
Oh! How was my guard in that Frank Trigg fight? Oh, we didn't get to see it. You know why? Look at this. I got one reason why. Well, five reasons. You know what I mean? Eh? Dad joke. Well, alert. Anyway. Longo, we could do this all day long. I'm sorry. Now you made fucking Dan leave. What the fuck's the matter with you? The show hit the wall. Yeah. Everybody, on behalf of me and the big guy, and of course my little Jimmy Bird, Phoenix, Jamie English, everybody behind the scenes, except for Bob. Don't attack Bob. Everybody from UFC Unfiltered, Happy New Year. Longo?
Oh, man, have a happy and healthy New Year.
Bye, everybody.